This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
Don't you ever talk about me!
Who was talking about you?
This is a knob.
I'll handle this the way I want to handle it now that I'm here. You f***ed up to begin with.
This.
I have you. Don't even know how to play football, all right?
Is also a knob.
That's a clown question, bro.
And these are knobservations.
So I will try to move quickly through these so that we can maintain the time of your predictions.
Maybe we have plenty of time. My understanding is we have 20 minutes.
We don't even have to do the predictions if you don't want to.
Yeah, around 8:15 predictions.
What? Well, I thought we said 8:30!
Oh, I thought we pushed it off.
No.
All right.
Oh, my God.
And I'm the disaster.
Show needs a vacation.
I'm on vacation tomorrow, 10 o'clock.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, well, you're already on vacation.
You won't hear from me for a long time. I don't know if I come back.
Today, probably not.
Yeah, okay. Maybe not.
Right. You're not going to have fruit, I'll tell you that.
Sorry, I'm very confused trying to keep up with Dave today.
I think we all are.
I'm having a hard time keeping up. Now, observations.
My body is literally shutting itself down.
I can't. I'm trying to react off your
time.
What
would you trade? What would you trade for Dave right now?
I don't know, a pineapple.
I was going to bring a pineapple, and I figured we didn't have the appropriate accoutrements to slice that thing up.
I'd say that's right. Now, observations brought to you by Jack Pocket. So,
I don't want to put you in an uncompromising position.
I have real concerns. Mavs lose again yesterday, this time to the Sixers. They are three games under 500. They are in 11th place. That's not a good place to be with the playoffs quickly approaching. Kyrie Irving, how are things going down in Dallas?
A bit of a cluster. Right now, to be honest with you, because we're 37-40 and we're trying to fight in to get into the play-in game, and it's not the expectations that I think any of us had in that locker room.
Can I say something?
Sure.
No.
Can you?
And I don't know if you guys agree with this. I love watching him lose. It makes me really, really happy to watch him lose and suffer. Maybe that's a bad thing to say, but that's how I feel.
No, I think you should share to everyone how you feel. I mean, he's an easy guy to root against.
So Dallas has five games left. They are only one game out of the play-in, but as of now, they are out of the play-in.
So if they don't get into the play-in tournament and wind up with...
That's what we want.
Right, but if they wind up with like the 11th pick, that goes to the Knicks.
Right.
Yeah. But anything top 10, that's protected. That stays with
thank
them.
Thank you. Yeah, it's protected.
What do you mean? Thank you.
Like you're talking to me like I'm like a little child.
Maybe.
And anything in the top 10...
Maybe everything I'm saying is not exactly directed at you. There are people listening to what we're saying.
But when you stare at me and point at me like that...
Yeah, I won't even look at you. I'll look the other way.
No.
God. But here... So everyone out there in Radio Land, and RJ too...
I don't like this.
Okay? If the Knicks have the Mavericks pick, if it's 11, 12, something like that, goes to the Knicks. If it's top 10, the Mavericks keep it. Continue, RJ.
That was very demeaning. The West, one might say, is wild. 4 seed through 12... separated by five games, with five games to go for most teams.
Wow.
So you got that going for you. The team currently... So the team currently in the four seed...
What does that mean?
The Suns, who got Kevin Durant back last night. They beat the T-Wolves. Charles Barkley, we alluded to this, I think, 2 days ago, had some words for the sensitivity level of current NBA players, and specifically on 60 Minutes, picked on Kevin Durant.
He's very sensitive, great player. He's part of that generation who think he can't be criticized. He's never looked in the mirror and says, man, was that a fair criticism?
We're in agreement. Today's players are a little more sensitive to criticism than your
generation.
That would
be an understatement.
All right. So as he is sometimes prone to do, Kevin Durant responded on Twitter saying, this ain't getting tired, Chuck. I'll never respect the words that come out of your mouth, fam. Just deal with it.
See, I don't like that stuff. I think that's part of the reason why the older generation of player is so quick to criticize this generation.
Kevin Durant is very, very sensitive.
Yeah, but I think players back then would be sensitive as well if they were dealing with all the social media and that all these players are dealing with. You can't shut it off.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I think that the guys back then were a harder generation than this generation. There was no Kyrie Irving back then. There's no Kevin Durant.
Well, how would you know? There was no social media, though.
Yeah,
I mean,
Kyrie
it was,
Irving is very sensitive. Like,
no, I know. Michael Jordan was making up stories about people just to motivate himself.
I mean, I don't know. I think the thought from the vast majority is that the players 30 years ago are tougher than the players are
now.
Well,
I think there's a lot of people like,
then, there's
that
no,
don't
no
play
load management.
Yeah, but I think there's
then.
A lot of people that don't play sports that look at like our kids' generation and go, oh, it's a soft generation. How would you feel if like all the stuff you were dealing with at school now followed you everywhere you went? Because it was on every app and everything
era.
Else.
You're right. It's a very different
era. You can't
era.
Shut it off. And some guys do it better than others. Kevin Durant likes it. Like, he responds to it.
Well, he loves it.
I think you're right in saying players of, I don't know, you're thinking of what, the 80s, 90s? Tougher, most likely, right? But
I would think so.
Skill level today
is unbelievable.
It's not close.
It's outrageous, but I think it's a two-way street with this thing, though. I think that was what I was starting to notice at the end of my career, was there was more of a, like, younger kids, good for them, would come in, and they would expect to, you know, to step in and be great, which is awesome. But you also do have to show some respect for the players that came before you. And I think these guys now, I think there's probably some jealousy, too, from the older generation.
But when they make so much money
how
now?
How much money these guys are
yeah,
making.
I think that's fair.
Don't have to play every night, and you're making almost $50 million a year?
Yeah, I understand that. Richard Sherman, you heard in the open, he had some thoughts on the volume about why Lamar Jackson is in the predicament he's in, and he does not blame Lamar.
What pissed me off is when Kirk Cousins got his fully guaranteed deal, I thought all the quarterbacks from then on were going to be like, hey, if it ain't guaranteed, I ain't taking it. Then Mahomes took that BS deal. But if you get a half of that, fully guaranteed, everybody's happier. That sets precedent. But when he didn't set it, then Josh Allen didn't set it. Now Lamar's trying to set it after Deshaun's already set it. And they're like, nah.
So to recap, the onus put on Patrick Mahomes for not accepting anything less than a fully guaranteed deal, which would have changed kind of the whole paradigm.
And
of
he probably could have gotten it, but he wanted to play ball with Kansas City.
He wants to
get so much
Patrick,
money.
That's the thing.
Mahomes.
There's so much money now. I mean, he's making so much money. He's going to continue to make more money. And I think he's at a point now where he recognizes that he has a chance to be in that greatest of all time conversation.
It's also very hard to have a conversation of Patrick Mahomes took a BS deal where he's making, what, $50 million a
year. That's the mindset, though. Like, I mean, the union put pressure, they put pressure on you to make sure that you're, like, players of that stature, they get the appropriate deal
when it's
so
all
they can
said
set the market.
Done, how much money do you think Patrick Mahomes makes?
Ooh.
Well over a half a billion.
So well, it's hard to say
half a million.
Have the conversation.
No, half a billion.
Yeah,
you were right the first time.
Over half a million?
So well, it sounded crazy when I said it.
Yeah.
Well, what is the deal? I think it's 477. Is
correct.
That right?
And it'll go up and it'll extend and they'll he's gonna wind up making $700 million.
How often do players of his caliber not play the life of the contract, despite like quarterbacks, despite what the guaranteed money says? Like he's gonna play that contract now.
As a quarterback, he'll, yeah.
Yeah, right, and he'll come to the table. I mean, when his cap number gets too big.
Yeah, and they'll extend him.
I mean, they'll extend him, and they'll give him more guaranteed money up front.
Right, they'll play the game.
I get what Sherman is saying, because that's all. I mean, that's the feeling for most people, is guys, you know, high tide raises all boats. If you have the hammer, swing it, and Patrick Mahomes has a hammer, he could have swung it.
But he got a long-term deal.
Yeah, but
he
Tom
talks
Brady
about
was
Cousins.
Doing the same stuff, too.
But Kirk Cousins signed, what, a three-year deal?
Yeah.
It's not like Kirk Cousins signed a 10-year deal that was fully guaranteed.
Signing a half billion-dollar contract. Well, Otani's probably going to do it this summer, so I guess we'll see. So
if he gets a $600 million deal, dude.
Otani?
He's talking about $60 million bucks a year. That's wild.
Do you know how much money he's going to bring into whatever franchise he lands
on? Well, you already
on?
Saw how much money he makes off the field now.
But he's, I mean, fans are going to flock to the stadiums.
Like the salmon of Capistrano. You know what movie that was?
No.
You don't know what movie that was?
No, I remember.
Santiago, tell him what movie that is.
I can't remember the movie.
Oh, my God.
He doesn't know.
It's Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah. Now
God,
I remember.
You guys are the worst.
I'm the worst.
Oh, no.
John Denver's full of
a lot of
guys stink.
Sunshine State.
You didn't know who Surge was from Beverly Hills Cop.
I was looking at something.
You guys go to hell.
They didn't see the movie. Not me. I saw the movie.
Have you seen the movie yet?
No. You got the Beverly Hills question wrong yesterday.
Right.
Oh, it's Beverly Hills Cop 3. Stop it.
Yeah, well.
It's like a Mighty Ducks 3 question.
Stop it. Well, Beverly Hills Cop 3 was garbage. If Eddie Murphy was sitting here, he's alive,
I'm
right?
I'm going to put that banana right in your tailpipe.
Eddie Murphy's with us, yes?
I'm just
confirming.
He's still with us.
Yeah.
Didn't he say he wanted to make another one?
Oh, God.
Mike McDaniel found out at the league meetings that the Commanders, his former employer, were valued at $6 billion.
Wow, the organization's worth that much? And, you know, I couldn't get free coffee?
He's awesome.
You think the Yankees players are secretly thinking that?
About Wi-Fi?
Yeah. When they get on their own for their first road trip,
absolutely.
They're like, these mother...
How do the Yankees live with themselves? That they're I mean,
wasn't it had to be an oversight? Did it? I mean, doesn't that have to be an oversight?
I don't. Doesn't it? How is that an oversight?
I don't think it slipped through the cracks.
No, I truly don't believe that.
If it's an oversight, that implies that it would be corrected. Has it been corrected?
I don't know. Maybe this year, because they look ridiculous.
It does look ridiculous.
Not because it was an oversight, but because they've been embarrassed and shamed, and now they have to go take care of it.
It's wild.
Terrible.
It's like taking a cold tub in a trash can.
Also terrible.
That's how we do it when you're real in Florida.
Alright, got the visual on the male. He is naked, doing push-ups at the entrance of the food store here.
Did it happen in Florida?
Because there ain't no better place in the world to live than right here, dude. It should be a 2-drink minimum anywhere you walk in.
Come on vacation, leave on probation.
And you will come back on violation.
So last week, in this very space, we talked about two previously detained criminals in prison, escaped. Their first stop, IHOP, promptly arrested again. So, this time, similar outlook. Two more criminals, allegedly, I have to say legally. They rip off an electronics store. Break in, video games, TVs, take what they want, right? They get out. They get away. There were a couple of witnesses, however, that see them making the getaway. Can't give them anything on the, you know, personal or physical traits. What they can tell them, they sped off in a Tesla. Didn't see the plate. That's all I got for you.
All right.
Something, right? Not much, but something. So police fan out. Well.
I can already see where this is going.
Two of the officers are driving by a parking lot. They see a Tesla charging station. There's a Tesla. It's the middle of the night. They say, why not? What are the odds, right? Pull up. Car. Jam full of electronics. Did not charge the battery of the aforementioned Tesla.
Oh, God.
2 miles away, found guilty, arrested. Did this happen in Florida? I like
brilliant. I'm leaning no.
Brilliant criminals.
I'm leaning no.
I like what I make you think.
Everyone though. Is brilliant.
I think I'm leaning no.
I will concur with you and also say no. Not Florida.
You don't seem as confident as you typically do, though.
I'm not at all.
Have you seen him today?
Yeah. I'm functioning on fumes today.
I think you're doing well.
No, you don't. You hate me.
There's plenty of time for you to
recover. The man carries a little tiny satchel of fruit to the studio. It's ruined his whole day.
It's not a satchel. I ask him for the bag.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd.
But this is a little long. Get rid of this. No, you know, the sad thing is,
I tried to sing with you, and then I was like,
no you didn't.
I knew when he was going to start. I swear to God, I did.
No.
You're supposed to do it, and a one, and a two.
You know, here's what we do. Let's do it dry.
Let's not do it without dry. Let's not do it ever again.
No, let's do it dry. No. Let's do it without the music. The four of us.
By the way, RJ.
How about this?
By the way, RJ, not Florida.
Acapella?
No.
We go acapella and we each have a verse.
No.
Or we each have a sentence.
No.
Yes. Yes.
It's the worst thing we've done in weeks.
Years.
Yeah. Ever.
RJ, he didn't cue anybody. He just takes off.
What do you mean?
Poor Buster.
He played the music.
Idea. Yeah. But you got to say, and the one, and get us all ready.
Why do I have to be like, and a one, and a two, and a three?
I was for addition.
Take me out. Why? Why? Why are we doing like this?
Ozzy Osbourne is proud of you somewhere.
By the way,
he's with us.
He is. You're all correct. It happened very close to Florida, but not Florida, in Georgia.
Yes.
That is Nabs and DF brought to you by Jackpocket Mega Millions. It's $355 million, Powerball $147 million. Play official state lottery games on your phone with Jackpocket. Download the Jackpocket app. Get your first ticket free using code ESPN. Must be 18 or older to play. If you or someone you know is a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or visit jackpocket.com/TOS for terms of service.
You see the cheating that's going on, RJ?
More cheating?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Tell me what happened.
Non-stop cheating.
And this is not even up for debate, right?
You're correct.
Yeah. We each had party leads, and 500 votes poured in, went exactly to our opponents. You're now down 12%. I'm down 19%.
Wow.
Yeah.
They got some scam going on over there.
I tell you what.
I wonder how many people it is.
They have quiet fans, but they're diabolical.
Diabolical.
People.
So what I can tell you is at this moment, the exact number still to be tabulated, there will be a penalty assessed.
Okay.
In both matches.
So you haven't figured out the exact number yet, but there's...
See, they're trying to be clever by doing
votes.
But
500 votes, yeah. 500 votes.
Right, but some go to you, some go to Michael. You know, they're trying to split it up to try and fool us.
We're going to rule out what happened in the beginning because there was a surge on both sides and you both drew even, so we're going to assess from there.
Okay. Listen, all I could do is look to you guys as the voice of reason.
We can't set up some kind of firewall or something and make sure this cheating doesn't happen?
Ask Elon.
No, where's Rodney?
Elon won't let us.
Where's Rodney at?
We don't even have computer paper. You want firewalls?
I want firewalls.
Did you see what I had to do with my computer this morning?
You know what Dave would do through those firewalls?
I run right through them. Run right through them.
The wet t-shirt right around
steam
his face.
Steamroll right over their face.
And then I can just absorb
the water.
This portion of the show, driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, the number one volume Ford group in the Northeast. Huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. Opening day, Major League Baseball. 1-800-919-3776. So, you got Yankees, Giants from Yankee Stadium, 1 o'clock. And then 4 o'clock, you got the Mets and the Marlins from down in toasty Miami. And then there's games at 7 o'clock and 10 o'clock. I'll tap
all
out
day,
by the
baby.
10 o'clock games. But yeah, it's a great day.
It's a great day.
It's fun. It's different. And I'm excited to watch the pitch clock in action for the first time in a regular game.
Yeah, all the rules, though. I mean, the whole point of
the shift, the bigger bases,
how many times a pitcher can throw over to first base is because they want to get back to making players show off their athleticism, which is part of the game that I missed. I mean, Buster brought it up. We didn't really talk about what Buster said, but like line drive up the middle, you watch it initially, like, okay, that's a hit, and then there's someone just standing behind second base,
right,
or someone in short right field. So now, like, you'll benefit from having really good athletic defensive shortstops and second basemen. You're going to see guys have to make really athletic plays.
Right. And it's not going to be, we've studied the whole ecosystem of this thing, and we know that this guy hits the ball here, so we're going to line up three guys right there, so it's not going to be able to work. Right? I like that it's going to be a little
right.
Different.
So someone like Anthony Volpe now all of a sudden becomes a really important piece of the Yankees team because he has the ability to go steal you a base. Like, he has that kind of athleticism, like Trey Turner in Philly.
Stolen bases, I think, are going to be up a lot this season.
I have a good stat.
A lot this
season. Actually,
I
have a really good stat.
For what? For
stolen
amount,
bases.
Amount of stolen bases we saw in spring training?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
So here we go. There were 300 more spring training stolen bases this year. They went with 2021.
300?
They didn't use 2022 because of how it was shortened. So they went back to 2021.
Okay.
So there were 300 more stolen bases this spring, and only 22 more runners were caught stealing.
So the percentage goes up a lot.
A lot.
I would say, I don't have the number, you might, how many steals you had in last regular season of Major League Baseball, but I would be willing to bet you it goes up at least 30%.
That's the hope.
At least 30%.
Well, that's the hope, man. And that's why I think, I mean, you talk about, you know, what Anthony Volpe did this spring training. I think the Yankees also realized, like, we don't have this. This is something that we lack, that we can take advantage of now because the rules are geared towards us being able to do it better. Like, you hear all the time, like, the old school baseball fan would call in and be like, what happened? Why are we not stealing bases? Well, if you don't steal it at 80% clip, it doesn't make any sense.
Right.
Well, now they're giving you that opportunity. And if you got a guy like Trey Turner or...
I mean, Trey Turner could steal 65 bases this season.
Go back when baseball was great and you used to watch Ricky Henderson get on first base, how exciting it was.
It was so exciting.
That's the funniest part of this thing is all the old school baseball fans that call in and complain about all this stuff, they're trying to get back to the game that you loved.
They want to make it quicker.
Yeah, but it didn't take 4 hours.
Less pitching changes.
Right.
Right, that was a great move.
Stolen bases.
But the three-batter minimum move was a great move. Speeds up the game a lot. It's good.
The only thing you won't like, and you still like, you didn't like it when it happened, you're still not going to like it, is the extra inning rule.
I don't have a huge problem with it.
The players like it. You're trying to make sure these games don't go 16, 17 innings.
You know what? I enjoy the hockey regular season rules. Like the fact that you go 5-on-5, 3-on-3 for 5 minutes, and then you have the shootout. I like that. So, I mean, how different is this? It's a little gimmicky. But
it's definitely gimmicky.
But it'll speed the game up. You're not going to have 15-inning games anymore.
No, right.
Now, the one way, and we mentioned this before, what I think you could have done, at least one, maybe two innings.
Yep.
Of regular baseball, and then you go to this, you know, California rule. But I know Michael hates it. I don't have a huge problem with it.
No, I don't either. And if the players like it, and I'm going to keep my team healthy, perfect. I don't need to wear down my bullpen.
You play too much baseball.
It's every day.
To start playing 16, 17 inning games, it's just too much.
It's every day. And then I thought what it was interesting that Buster said, too, when we was talking about was Volpe, which I think is probably the most important thing with this whole Volpe being the starting shortstop now, is what happens when you struggle. That's the biggest thing.
He's going to struggle.
It's the biggest thing as a young kid, because you come in, you're full of confidence, I can do it, and then all of a sudden slaps you in the face. Well, maybe I can't do it.
I'll tell you, man, even watching high school baseball, you see the body language of kids. Kid goes up there, thinks he's the greatest player on the team, goes 0 for 2, and all of a sudden it's like, oh my God. Now he gets behind 0-1, and your head starts to go in a different space. It's really tough.
It's the risk you run, though, with young players. Like you saw as a Jets fan, you saw with Zach Wilson. You start chipping away at that confidence.
Right.
Can they get it back? Because you're going to lose confidence. It's bound to happen.
Hopefully for him, he gets off to a good start and his confidence is buoyed. And now all of a sudden when he does eventually, because everybody has a slow run, that slow run comes, you know, 2-3 months in, and he's already got the confidence built up to a certain spot where he knows he can play in this league.
Yeah, and it's showing up every day with the expectations. Right? I mean, this is now, okay, I'm going to show up in the clubhouse and I'm going to be penciled as the starting shortstop. Can I be good consistently every single day?
At a minimum, he has to be good with the glove.
With the glove, good on the bases.
Yeah, but I'm just like,
he feels like the kind of player that's going to find a way to contribute positively somehow.
Well, you get on base, you steal a base, you lay down a bunt, right? I mean, just little draw, things walk, to give you a little bit of confidence. Yes,
turn the lineup over. I mean, he's gonna find ways. I think that. I mean, the kid definitely, from everything you've heard about him, is mature for his age. Gets it.
He's 21 years old, right? But the story is like, this is like a Hollywood story. Grew up a Yankees fan, parents Yankee fans, lived in New York City, then moved to Jersey to play baseball.
Went to Del Barton.
Went to Del Barton, drafted by the Yankees.
He played with Leiter's kid.
Mark Leiter.
Jack.
I think Mark might be his brother.
I don't know who his brother is.
There was a pitcher at one point, Mark Leiter.
Or Mark Mulder?
Mark Mulder was a... Or Mark Fidrich? No,
don't start naming Marks.
Well, you just did that. Why'd you do Mark? At least I went with a Leiter. Yeah, Jack Leiter. I didn't know he went to Del Barton.
You didn't know that?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, they were teammates.
Must have been some program.
Mark Leiter's currently on the Cubs.
There you go.
But there was another Mark Leiter years ago. Maybe it's his dad.
RJ.
RJ, look up and see if
RJ, we need a wellness check here, man, sometime.
No.
8:30 wellness check, maybe?
No, we're doing predictions at 8:30. No. We can't do the wellness check. Can you run through for me, RJ?
When he breaks randomly again?
No, I have a clock now.
Good.
Can you do me a favor and tell me what exactly we're doing with the preseason predictions?
I want to get secret.
He emailed us a whole rundown.
I didn't see that.
Oh. I'm going to get the secret phone that the fire warden showed me.
RJ, did you not send us a whole rundown?
Oh, nice Excel spreadsheet and everything.
Really?
A spreadsheet.
It's all formatted.
I didn't see it.
All right, so for those out there, maybe you want to play along.
Yeah, you could play along.
I won't keep track of it, but play along in your head. So we're going to pick division winners for all six divisions.
Division winners.
And then we're going to pick MVPs for each league.
MVP.
Cy Youngs.
Cy.
ROYs.
Oh, ROYs?
That's Rookie of the Year to me and you.
Yeah.
And then
who will play in the CS in both leagues, and who will play in and win the World Series, and we'll do it next.
Oh, boy. Okay.
This probably seems overwhelming if you were not prepared for this.
Whole spreadsheet. You jerks! Just got a text. The great Ray Dinahan gives me the stats for Mark Leiter. Says this Mark Leiter is the Cubs pitcher, is his son.
Okay. Al Leiter's son?
Okay.
No. The older Mark Leiter.
We weren't talking about that Leiter.
When I said I think it was an older Mark Leiter, you're like, oh, okay, sure.
No, I thought you meant...
Wellness check.
I thought you meant that Al had another son named Mark.
Why are you so offended?
I don't know Al's children's names.
No, RJ, did you notice that if Jack had a brother, Mark?
I would like to go to break. It's third down. So, you know, we're going to catch him off guard, send the punt unit out.
Here's what we do.
The dive.
Yeah, quarterback sneak.
Dive.
Let's do the sneak. All right, ESPN New York, along with our partner London Jewelers, are giving away the chance to be in Cleveland when the boys from the Bronx come to town, including round-trip airfare, two-night hotel stay, and $200 in spending money. Head to a London Jewelers near you to enter for your chance to win. You can also go to travelwiththehometeam.com or enter on the ESPN New York app, all brought to you by the engagement experts at London Jewelers. Visit London Jewelers today at any of their 7 locations, including the newest location at the Mall at Short Hills. For full contest rules, go to ESPNNewYork.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
You beat the song right out of the three of us. We all tried.
RJ, be honest with me right now. Did you ever sing a word of the song?
Nope.
See?
I was scared off from the beginning.
Stop.
This is how we started.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. But this is a little off. Cracker Jacks.
You just powered right through
it. Let's go a cappella.
You just powered.
Let's go a cappella.
I don't trust you now. The trust has been broken.
The trust has been broken.
I feel like Joey Fatone right now. You look like Joey Fatone. I feel like Joey Fatone.
Joey Fatone's not a bad-looking guy.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, but you like Timberlake.
Timberlake spread his wings, and he's a big star.
And now it's just the rest of us.
I would never leave you guys behind. I bring your fruit.
That's it. You leave us with the bananas, and then you're off doing your own thing.
Did you have your banana?
Not yet.
So let's see if I have this right. We'll do our predictions in a moment. I bring bananas yesterday. You have nothing. I bring bananas today. You've had nothing. Why should I continue to bring bananas?
Because I'm waiting. Because RJ had a banana.
And Raymond had a banana.
And a clementine. Did you have a clementine yet?
Not yet. How was the clementine, Ray?
Pretty good.
Yeah? See?
That wasn't a glowing review.
Wasn't as elite as the...
The banana was better?
Yeah.
But I gave you nourishment this morning.
This is true.
Okay? Fresh fruit.
Yeah, but you've also what you've done to RJ. Now, poor RJ, we had this, he's on a schedule, shows up, knows when he's going to have his first cup of coffee, not going to eat. Now he sees the banana and instantly wants to put it in his mouth.
He had a banana immediately.
Immediately.
He could not withhold the banana. Now. No, he could not. All right. This portion of the show brought to you by new Jack Daniels and Coca-Cola. Jack Daniels and Coca-Cola, oh, it's here. Born for what's next, born for a bolder taste. Jack Daniels and Coca-Cola, born for this. Enjoy responsibly. I want to get through all the calls, and we will in just a couple moments. 1-800-919-3776. The cheating scandal continues. The latest updates for host Sadness RJ, and you'll have to get to the bottom of this. Rick, you're down 55-45. I'm now down 57.9 to 42.1. So it feels like there's been a lot of shenanigans. Here's my question, though. Why don't we ever get pro shenanigans? Why does one of our people never get down and dirty?
Because we go on the up and up.
So we're legitimate.
The K-Show is like the Astros, and we're like everybody
else. They're garbage can bangers, the K-Show.
Bangers. Sticky stuff, wearing, garbage can banging.
Taking their shirts off, and there's monitors.
Right.
And we do it the right way.
The right way.
Okay.
We're above board.
RJ, you ready to play a little who's going to win certain awards and divisions?
That's a catchy name.
RJ, let's have send that to sound. Let's title that.
Let's play some Who Wants to Win Awards in some divisions. So the division.
Yeah, I'm gonna quit.
We haven't even started yet.
Well, no, I mean the whole thing.
All right, well, that'll make it easy for you to lose then. So I guess I'll start with Rick. Mm-hmm. Who will win the American League East?
Oh, you're going to start with the toughest one, huh, buddy?
It's not the toughest one.
It's the toughest one.
No.
I'm going to go with the Yankees.
It's not the toughest one.
Well, there's a lot of people picking the Blue Jays right now. This is a tough one. This isn't clear cut.
It's clear cut where I come from. All right. I will also go with the Yankees.
All right.
Soft.
Not soft. It's appropriate.
Pick the same thing as you. The AL Central.
I start with the Central because he called me soft.
Okay.
I'm going to take, I think they bounce back. New manager, new team.
The White Sox.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Chicago White Sox.
I don't hate it. I actually kind of like it. I like it a lot. Not enough to pick it, though. I'm going to go with the Guardians.
Guardians.
I'm going to go with Terry Francona.
I like that.
Guardians.
I like the Guardians.
How about we head west?
How about?
I'm going to go with the Houston Astros. There was some thought to Seattle, but I'm going to go with the Astros.
I concur. Until proven otherwise, I think you have to go with the Houston Astros, right. And I will.
World Series reigning champs. To the National League we go.
Wait, we don't do wild cards to the American League?
I was going to go through regular
season.
He's going
to wait, you animal. It's his game.
Okay. I was going to do that after.
Don't disparage.
You act like you have it written down. You're going willy-nilly right
willy-nilly.
Now.
Willy-nilly. That's the way you do it. If you put too much time preparing, you're going to lose.
Do you have your two American League wild card teams?
There's three now.
No.
Or three. I'm sorry. You're right.
Well, are we going back American League?
No. Keep it going, RG. Don't let him
We're doing
screw you up.
Division winners.
Okay.
To a division near and dear to both of your hearts. The East.
I don't like this.
Of the National League. Say it. I'll say it then. Atlanta.
I concur.
I don't want to, but I have to.
I understand.
How about the Central?
Central, I'm going to go with the St. Louis Cardinals.
I'm with them.
In unison.
I'm
and
with
out
them.
West.
I'm going to go with the San Diego Padres.
It's a two-team race out there, and I will also go with the Padres.
So you're all locked up for the West. Okay. Dave, your highly, highly anticipated American League wild card team.
American League, give me Toronto. Give me Seattle. And watch this. Give me the Texas Rangers.
Whoa!
Yep.
Mm-hmm. The Texas Rangers.
If they can stay healthy. That's a big if, I guess.
That's a big if.
If they can stay healthy, they have a very talented roster.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Very strong. All right.
Swinging it. Hello. I am going to go with the Toronto Blue Jays. I am going to go with the Seattle Mariners.
Okay.
And I will finish things off.
I know where he's going.
Where am I going? Tell me.
You're going White Sox.
How do you know I'm going? Why couldn't I go Tampa?
I think you're going White Sox.
Tampa always finds a way.
Okay, who are you going?
White Sox? No, I'm not. I am going to go with, for my final AL wild card team.
Go Orioles.
I'm going to go with Tampa. No, I don't want to go with Tampa. I'm going to change that. Erase that. I am going to go with.
What are you doing?
Well, no, because I was going to go Tampa, because you can't have the same teams all the time. There's got to be another team.
That's why I went Texas.
Yeah, but I wouldn't go Texas.
Well, don't go Texas. Go with the Angels.
Yeah, but if Ohtani makes the playoffs, this is the problem. If Ohtani makes the playoffs now, does he want to leave or not?
I don't know. You do what you want to do.
So much pressure. Give me the White Sox.
Which is what I said originally.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Give me the White Sox.
All right. Same game, National League.
Why don't you start National
I'm going to go with the Mets. I'm going to go with the Dodgers. And I'm going to go with the Trey Turner Phillies.
I'm going to go with the Mets. You have to take the Dodgers. They'll get in. The Phillies get in. Diamondbacks surprise.
Phillies lineup is awesome.
It is awesome. Their pitching is good, too. I think
that Hoskins lost a tough loss, though.
Yeah, but what's his face? Harper's going to come back at some point. I guess I go with the Phillies as well. I concur on all across the board.
Okay, so before we do some CES and World Series, how about some awards? AL MVP.
I mean, you could say this guy could win it any year. I think this year he does win it. I'm sorry. I go Shohei.
I want to disagree. I really do.
How can you?
But it's hard.
Unless you think Judge is going to equal
not.
What he did last
season. I think
season.
Trout's going to have a... I wouldn't be surprised if Trout has a monster year at
so
all.
Go Trout.
Well, no, because Trout, you can't compete. If Ohtani has a good year, he pitches and he hits. Everyone loves that. They love it. He was getting... I mean, didn't he get a vote last year when it was clear to everyone that Aaron Judge was the,
sure did.
Was the MVP? Yeah, I'm going to go with... I was going to go with Alvarez, too. Oh, no. Do I want to be different, or do I want to pick what's going to be right?
I think you want to be right, no?
All right, I'll go Ohtani.
Cy Young.
You want to start Cy Young?
Do I want to start?
I'll do whatever you want.
You go Cy Young.
I'm torn here, because I don't love him, but I don't know what other direction to go in. Ohtani, if Ohtani...
Don't you have to go DeGrom if you're going to go Texas to make the playoffs?
Yes, I do. Jacob DeGrom, Cy Young winner, American League. Would that make you feel uncomfortable?
Awful.
If that, in fact, that, yeah, it would.
It would make me feel terrible.
If the Mets do well, it'll be easier pill to swallow, though.
It will be, no.
If the Mets win 100
jagged
games,
little pill.
If the Mets win 100 games and get into the playoffs and win the division, you can deal with DeGrom having a great season in the American League.
It would be painful if all of a sudden now you're not here. Like, there's no way, like, no injuries, no problem.
Why would it be painful if you do well? If Verlander pitches really well, how painful would it be?
Because I wanted Jacob DeGrom to be a Met forever.
Well, that ship has sailed.
When Jacob DeGrom is right, he's the best pitcher in baseball.
All right, I'm going DeGrom. Ugh.
All right, for my Cy, I'm going to go Dylan Cease.
I like that. Rookie of the Year, American League.
Rookie of the Year, American League. I'm going to go. I thought about Volpe. I think he's a really good chance.
But we want to root for him. Do it.
No, I don't. I'm fine if he doesn't do all that well, to be honest. I'm going to go Gunnar Henderson of the Baltimore Orioles.
All right, to be different, I'm going to go with...
You're going to go Volpe.
I wanted to because I'm going to root for him.
You're
going to
go Yoshida, aren't you?
Just thinking about it.
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to go with Yoshida.
Yoshida of the Red Sox.
Yep.
Okay, National League MVP.
National League MVP. I'll start with this one because you started with the American League. It pains me to say it, but again, want to be right over anything else. I will say Ronald Acuna Jr., MVP. He's going to steal 50 bases this season.
All right.
He's going to be a stud. All right, so for me, for my National League MVP, Acuna is such a good one. RG, do you know who I picked last year for the MVP?
I'd have to look it up. I don't have it readily available.
Did I pick Olson last year?
Matt Olson, I think you did, actually.
I did, right? So I'm not going to go back with
was
that.
Was it a Tyler O'Neill?
No, I had mentioned that, and he had a good first game. He had five RBIs. Good.
Yeah. And I think those were five of his nine RBIs on the year.
Why do you need to talk to me like that? Does it make you feel good?
Yeah, a little bit.
So nasty. I'm going to go with Juan Soto.
Okay. NL Cy Young.
Seems lazy. Our National League Cy Young, I'm going to go with the obvious. I'm going to go with Alcantara. Sorry.
Again?
I think he's just at a different level than everybody else.
All right, so there's two I'm picking. I like both of these guys. Burns has already won one. Max Fried was right there last year, both in contract years. Burns not happy with Milwaukee at all.
Prediction for you. He'll be a Met.
Stop it.
That's my prediction.
Look at you.
Write it down.
I'll write it down. I'm going to go with Corbin Burns.
Nice.
All right, NL Rookie of the Year.
I'm going with... Hang on one moment. Just see that I have this correct. Yeah, apparently he's a stud. I haven't seen him play yet, but everything I read about him, elite. Outfielder for the Diamondbacks, Corbin Carroll is where I'm going to go.
We haven't seen him play?
No.
Ooh, talk about fast.
He's probably the fastest player in baseball.
I think he is the fastest player in baseball. I concur.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
This whole show has turned you off?
The whole show has turned me off.
You're wearing your beautiful Mets hat and everything?
Yeah, beautiful Mets hat because we were supposed to be a unit and we were all going to sing together and then you just took off and did your own thing.
I didn't do my own thing.
Poor Buster left on the phone by himself to fend for himself. Raymond shut down. RJ didn't even attempt it.
RJ didn't even try to sing.
How is this going to work when we have to all sing together?
Let's do it now.
No, not now.
Why?
Because we're supposed to sing.
I have the feeling. I got the music in me.
Santiago picked this part already. We are the world. We're all ready.
I'm not the world. I'm not singing with you guys then.
Apparently not.
If you won't sing with me today with the opening of baseball, there's no way I'm singing a song with you guys next week or whenever you're looking for.
We tried. And you
know who you
destroyed it.
You guys are like the Beatles.
I like the Beatles.
Everyone likes the Beatles, yeah, RJ.
Yeah, you like Yoko.
I'm not Yoko.
Yeah, you are.
No.
Yeah.
No, I'm like it's George.
Got great ideas.
All I'm doing is I'm trying to just facilitate the greatness of you guys. I'm trying to make you Paul and him Lennon, and you guys can't do it. You won't do it.
Wait, which one's Lennon?
You.
I don't want to be Lennon.
You're John Lennon.
Doesn't end well, though.
It doesn't mean it's going to be an
you
exact
be Ringo?
Mirror image.
Yeah, maybe.
Be Ringo. Peace and love.
So now Ray's Lennon.
Ray, you're Lennon.
Okay. I mean...
You're not George.
I guess
he's Lennon. I'm not Lennon.
Yeah, you're Lennon.
Why would
I will
be
avoid
Lennon?
Walking down Central Park West when I leave
what?
Here.
Because you're going to break the band up.
You know what, though? Maybe I am Lennon.
Because
if you really think about it, Lennon made the whole thing go. Without Lennon, George and Ringo, they're very replaceable. But without Lennon...
Yeah, but you want to be McCartney.
Well, you want to... Because McCartney's clearly right up there, and he's lived a long, fruitful life.
He's got all the rights and everything.
Yeah. So McCartney's probably good. I'm trying to make
the
point.
He's probably good.
That's who you want to be.
He's probably good.
Decent. You want to pick some CS participants? We have two holdover categories to get to.
Well, I was talking about the Beatles.
Yeah, no,
let's move on.
I thought it was time to move on past the Beatles.
Oh, my goodness.
What's wrong with you?
I could be Lennon. You didn't hear that? All right. If you want to do what you want to do, that's fine. Very controlling. What are we doing here?
ALCS.
ALCS, yeah. Okay. I'm going to go with a repeat of last year. Yankees-Astros. And the Astros.
Way to go out on a limb, Dave.
Oh, you know what? You do what you do.
I'll do what I do.
Okay. Do what you want.
It is willy-nilly. Whatever you want.
No, it's not willy-nilly.
It is willy-nilly.
It's well thought out. I spent the entire break thinking about this.
Okay. So you've executed, right?
Okay.
I'm going to go with Houston-Toronto.
Yankee fans are very upset with
right
now.
All right. How about in the National League?
National League?
I'll go first. I'm going to go Atlanta-San Diego.
Yeah. Then I took the easy, low-hanging fruit.
Who are you going with? Look it. Now you're in a corner. Because that's what you wanted to go with. Now you're in a corner.
Why are you attacking the mic?
Because we can hear that.
I'm tapping.
Yeah, but I can hear it.
It's really loud and really distracting.
It's a thought bubble. Going Mets, because I believe.
No, now you believe.
Padres.
All right.
So initially you had Atlanta, but in your sick, twisted head,
no,
you wanted to pivot.
I never had Atlanta. I think the Mets are going to the NLCS.
Good.
So,
I hope you're right.
Tell me who's going to the World Series and who wins it.
What league? What league you want first?
I want to know who's playing in the World Series. Both leagues.
Okay, I'm going Houston.
All break he spent.
Well, that's just... I'm RJ, so torn. All break. I'm going Houston.
Come on.
And the Padres.
Who wins?
Houston.
Again.
Astros over Padres.
Repeat.
Okay.
They're awesome.
Look at you.
Yeah.
All right.
That's right.
Wow. Really swinging it. I'm going to go with Houston and Atlanta.
He had the Padres, but he switched it.
No, I didn't. And I'm going to take Atlanta to win.
Oh, God. You're gross.
I know.
How could you live with yourself doing that?
I'm reverse jinxing them.
Braves over Astros, eh?
Ugh.
All right.
What
so there we
tell
have
you?
It. We'll lock it in the vault.
Locked away.
We have an Astros over Padres for Dave and a Braves over Astros for Rick. There
How
you go.
Often will we break those out and just kind of run
never.
Through them? I think the first of every month we do it.
I think we go never.
Not starting on April 1. Starting on May 1, we bring it back. Here's how we're looking. 5 minutes. That's it. In, out, done. Boom. Thank you. That's it.
All right.
RJ?
Sure. We got
now,
him.
Now let's sing.
No, we're not singing.
Why?
What song you want to sing?
We Are the World.
No, they're not ready.
What do you mean they're not ready?
They're not ready yet.
What do they have to do?
Practice? Do you want another debacle like we just had?
Then let's sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. I get a line, you get a line, they get a line. What?
When you look at me like that, I have a hard time saying no to you.
Well, RJ, do you think it would be a good job by the end of the show that we all do a little part of Take Me Out to the Ball Game?
I suppose.
Okay.
Only if Raymond says he'll do it.
Raymond?
Again, am I going to get steamrolled this time?
You're going to do your own
I want your best, though. I don't want you just
It's not going to be my best.
Warm up your pipes. Let me hear a little taste. What are you capable of doing?
Give us like a
like the Ryan Rucco warm-up?
No. Yeah, do that. Something like that, yes.
No.
You guys stink.
We don't stink.
You do.
We tried. No. We tried.
You didn't try.
You ruined it.
You know what? All gave some.
Remember.
All gave some.
some gave all.
And some gave all.
Right.
Yes. And I gave everything I had in that song.
You did. Unfortunately, no one could hear any of us giving.
You gave way too much is
way
the problem.
Too much.
That's the problem. I'm a giver. I've been
Clearly.
Known to be someone that gives over and over and over. Ha ha. You can't get us. Go to the call. Sean in the truck. Hello, Sean.
Hey, good morning, Dave. Good morning, Rick. Just calling to find out, man. I had a question on the Yankees. Happy opening day, by the way.
Happy opening day to you and yours.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. Yankees, man, you know, a couple of bats that came to mind. Benintendi and Carpenter from last year. Which one has more impact on the team's lineup? Like, which one do you miss more?
Well, I think you'll miss Benintendi more. I think Carpenter was more impactful when you had him. You missed him. And they tried their best to put him in the lineup, and he had nothing left. Like, he came back from the injury, and he just wasn't the same. But he was, I mean, he was a huge surprise for everybody last year.
Well, they picked him up off the scrap heap.
Scrap heap.
Yeah.
And he was great. But you have no left fielder still. That's the only reason I say Benintendi is because you really have no left fielder.
I think that's fair.
That's the problem.
I think you're right. You hung up on him, Ray.
That was his question, yeah.
No, but who,
that wasn't
you,
me.
You hung up.
Was not me.
He just vanished
it
into
just
the ether.
Just went off. I think I answered his question.
I think you did also.
Man.
But I would have liked to talk to him more.
I didn't interrupt one time.
I like him. Let's go to Shooter Stanford. Hi, Shooter. You're on 98.7.
Let's go, baby. Opening day. Hoo-wah.
Go ahead, Shooter. What do you got?
South Company. Sorry, I'll be fast. Well, first of all, I want to just say Ray was wrong yesterday. Sorry, Ray. That quote was definitely from the Predator. You cook up a story, Dobson and me, kinda. And then Dutch Dylan goes, I used you to get the job done, Dutch. You're an expendable asset. Definitely from the movie. And Dave wanted to point out your comment on the guy from the Warriors is definitely in Commando.
Yep.
That's Sully when Schwarzenegger is about to drop him off the cliff and goes, Sully, remember when I said I'd kill you last?
I lied.
Yep.
Terrific.
So way to go. Onto the Yankees.
That's a good...
Come on! Oh, sorry,
go ahead, Rick. Go ahead, Rick.
I have nothing.
I don't... You have nothing. You always have something.
No, I have nothing.
You should see. He's like despondent. I think he's annoyed at me and probably you as well now, Shooter.
Ah, crapo. That's okay. Shoot a boat.
Oh, God.
So, Wolfie, right? This is exciting. This is awesome. Derek Jeter, the coming of Derek Jeter again. I don't want to hype it up, though. We shouldn't say that. I shouldn't have said that. But if he gets off to a slow start, I just want to say to all Yankee fans, like, let's take it easy. Let's not boo him. But if we did boo him,
oh come on!
I feel like this guy is a good guy who's going to say they're booing me because I'm not getting it done, and I will get it done. That's all I have to say. Donaldson, he has a chip on his shoulder. Hopefully, he gets it together. And Hicks needs the psychologist from Billions to work on him because he's losing his mind. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome, and thanks for making
Don't
the call,
disturb
Shooter.
My friend, he's dead tired.
I think that Volpe. I actually hope for his sake that he's not bad to start the season. He could be because it's so difficult, but I hope that he's not bad.
Yeah, I think everyone hopes he's not bad. I mean, I'm sure he hopes he's not bad. Get off to a good start. I mean, continue what you did in the spring. I know the spring's different, obviously.
It's very different.
But I get it. And that was part of the argument as to why he wouldn't start with the team. Because now, I mean, you got spring training. Guys are working on stuff. You're not seeing the best guys. Yeah, all that. But he was so good in the spring that all his teammates felt like he could handle it. Do you think that Brian Cashman would risk? No, it's obviously a risk because you don't have the kids going to respond, but still. Like, you've been hearing about this kid for how long?
3 years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they feel like he's ready, and we'll see.
I hope he is. I hope he does well. I don't root for the Yankees.
I do, too.
But I hope he does well. I really do.
Thanks for listening to the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.